never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Kathy Flann, who teaches creative writing at Goucher College and whose latest book is a great collection of short stories called Get a Grip. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Hi. Nice to see you.
So you're going to recommend a couple of books. First is by a mutual friend of ours, Jen Groh. It's another collection of short stories called My Life as a Mermaid.
She won the DeZank Award for short fiction for this collection, and it's a much-deserved award. I've enjoyed every word of the book. Many of the stories are set here in Baltimore. She's got such an amazing range of characters, and her prose is effortless to read, and yet every sentence contains the work of 10 sentences.
Yeah. She's a powerful writer.
Yeah.
She is. Are there particular stories that jump out at you as being really great?
Well, a lot of people in reviews have talked about a story about an alcoholic mother dealing with retaining her children and the relationship with her children. And there's so many great things you can read out there about it. So I kind of wanted to talk about a different story, which is that this one that she's written, Joe Blow, which is from the perspectives of the collective neighborhood, kind of like in a Faulkner, Rose for Emily style. I'm so impressed when someone can pull that off. I think that's a tough point of view. And it's got a humor and it's sad, and I just think that's a really interesting story.
Another book concerns another mother. It's by Nancy Murray, another local author here in Baltimore. It's called One Child for Another. This is a memoir. What's this one about?
So yeah, this is a full book-length work, but you'll read it in like a two-hour one sitting. It's about when she was young and she found herself pregnant at difficult circumstances in her youth, found herself pregnant at 16, and much of the book takes place in the home for unwed mothers, where she ended up with nuns and all, you know, in there being, you know, shepherded by these very severe nuns. And yet this is a funny book. You know, you wouldn't think that from that description.
You sure wouldn't.
But her voice is just so engaging. You feel like you're having drinks with her and you're talking about your lives.
It's a true story, though.
It's a true story.
This is a memoir. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
This is a lived experience, right? And she comes out of that program at the University of Baltimore, the terrific writing program there. A number of folks in town have come out of that program and published books. This is one of those self-published things, right?
That's right. And she did the whole thing herself from beginning to end and, you know, design everything. And that's part of their final project. And she's had such great success with it. And I just am so impressed with her effort.
I mean, as a reader, just generally, do you gravitate towards nonfiction, fiction, short story, novel, or you just take it all?
Yes.
Yes, all the above. Huh? Great. Well, Kathy Flann, always good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kathy Flann is recommending My Life as a Mermaid by Jen Groh and One Child for Another by Nancy Murray. Kathy Flann's latest book is a collection of short stories called Get a Grip. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.